I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Rescue teams abandon the search for survivors in Ginza Ugun, Philippines, where hundreds of people are missing after last week's landslide. The Association of Baptists for World Evangelism's Jim Lotzko describes the situation.
Many of these survivors are men. They were people who were out either delivering coconuts in another town. Other people are outside of the town doing farming. Or they were people who were attending the high school in town.
ABWE will be working with Christians there to reach out physically, mentally, and spiritually. Funding and prayers are needed. Next, it's been just a little over a month since Grace Ministries International's Bible School in Costa Rica opened its doors to 23 new students. GMI's Sam Vinton says that their practicum approach immediately puts their lessons to good use.
The focus of that school is preparing men and women into the area of ministry. They will start off with a one-year program, see how that develops, and we have tried that in some other countries, get them out into the ministry, and then maybe bring them back, complete a second or third year.
And as residents in New Orleans return to a post-Katrina home, another crisis is emerging: lack of sufficient medical care. Only a quarter of the doctors have returned. Operation Blessing and the International Medical Alliance are launching a disaster relief medical clinic in New Orleans in response. They hope to have the clinic up and running by mid-March. As the teams respond to needs, they become the embodiment of Christ's love to those they help. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul. It's likely to stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans. Get your copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.